Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, today's episode sponsored by Abide. Your Daily Prayer is a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need and to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from Abide, we'll pray through today's prayer together. The end of the year is right around the corner, which means New Year's resolutions are too, like getting into healthy habits, reducing stress, and managing better sleep. So finish strong and enter the new year stronger with the Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation app, the number one Christian meditation app that helps you be your best and deepen your experience with the peace of Christ through biblical meditation. The regular meditation can help you feel less stressed at work, which helps keep anxiety down too. And with Abide's premium subscription services, you get early access to more content, ad-free meditation, and an experience you can cater to your needs with background music customization, a sleep timer, and even a journal, all to help your habits and health become routine. Download the Abide app today and enter the new year with prayer meditations that improve sleep and spiritual growth. Right now, we have a special offer when you subscribe. 25% off your first year when you sign up for the premium subscription. But only if you text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433. Don't wait. Download Abide Sleep and Pray Meditation today and text our promo code DAILYPRAYER to 22433 today to get 25% off.
A Prayer for Everlasting Peace, written by Christine Brown, read by Leah Arthur. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Isaiah 26:3, NIV. The earth-shaking sound of thunder woke me from a deep sleep. Cracking limbs from our tall pine trees started my heart racing. We'd had trees fall on our house before, and it wasn't something I wanted to relive anytime soon. I'd watched the weather reports and knew a storm was headed toward us, but I hadn't fathomed anything like this. I stayed in bed as the power flickered, deciding whether I should continue praying or get up and move to a safer spot in the house. Before I made up my mind, the storm passed. Stillness returned. As I got up and slipped on my house shoes, ready to inspect for any damage left behind, I thought about the quiet that followed the storm. It brought relief to my anxious thoughts. Just like other storms we will face in this life, even the most difficult ones, we look forward to the calm that comes after. But we also know that many times the storm lingers. So how do we stay calm when storms last longer than we expected? When trials drag on with no reprieve in sight? In the midst of relentless storms, God's truth holds the answer. In even the most unfathomable trials of life, God gives us everlasting peace. Isaiah 26:3 proclaims the wonder of God's peace. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Peace can be found in many places, but the peace we have through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is the only perfect peace. A peace that cannot be explained because it's supernatural. Yet it is ours to receive through prayer and a relationship with the Father. Perfect peace is a gift from the Lord. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. Perfect peace exceeds our understanding. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Perfect peace is everlasting. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Psalm 55:22. The storm that passed over our home that night came and left quickly, but some storms last for a long, long time. The peace of Jesus not only speaks to the storms in our lives, but it sustains us through the longest trials. The everlasting peace of Jesus may be hard to comprehend, but once we experience it for ourselves, we are forever changed. However long the storm we're facing lasts, God is faithful. His peace is available to us from beginning to end. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me your everlasting peace. Whatever storms I face in life, I can call out to you in prayer and ask for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4:6. The peace of Jesus is a precious gift that will speak to even the longest lasting storms. Forgive me for trying to find peace in other places. It never lasts. Your peace is the only perfect peace. It calms my heart and sustains me through my hardest times. It reminds me that you are always with me, bringing comfort when my mind is in turmoil. I trust you, Father. Help me to stay in perfect peace. Help me rely on your faithfulness when I'm tempted to worry. Thank you for giving us your Son, the Prince of Peace. Through his love, we have everlasting peace in this life and the hope of eternity. Praise the name of your Son, Jesus. In his name I pray, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.